Cowboy hats and boots are getting some competition as the most sacred fashion statement in Corpus Christi, Texas. Corpus Christi, which in Latin means body of Christ, may be the best place to see Christ on a body. Religious tattoos have become as commonplace in town as communion wafers. Crucifixions, the Virgin Mary, saints, and angel wings are the most popular designs. Many say they find comfort in the tattoos, even though tattoo needles are a major source of discomfort. The Catholic Church has no official position on religious tattoos, but many priests consider them vandalism of the body. A priest in Corpus Christi said, "God decorated us just perfectly. We don't need to decorate ourselves." Just a Texas two-step or two to the north and east of Corpus Christi is Maria Stein, Ohio, population about 2,300. This tiny town, surrounded by flat Ohio farmland, is home to one of the largest collections of holy relics in the United States. The collection is housed in a convent built for the Sisters of the Precious Blood. Each year, thousands of people visit the shrine from around the world. Independent producer Eileen LeBanc visited the convent and has this report.
The Shrine of the Holy Relics is a surprising place, even for a Catholic. Three walls of the chapel are lined with altars and cases containing 1,100 relics. Each is displayed in a decorative reliquary. Many of them would fit in the palm of your hand, and most of them contain fragments of bones from the bodies of the saints. Also on view are a skull, complete bones, and the body of Saint Victoria, which is enclosed in a full-size wax figure. Sister Regina Albers admits that some people find this place a bit unsettling.
I explain it that, do you go to the cemetery and visit your grandma's grave or your great-grandpa's grave, or, you know, have you ever done that? And we're in the presence of people that have lived a holy life. We don't adore them, but have you ever asked someone to pray for you? We ask the saints to pray for us.
There are so many relics here that a directory by the door allows you to look up a saint's name and then locate the relic on a diagram. Sister Barbara Ann Hoying points to a large glass box reliquary which contains 6 or 7 full bones.
And each bone is sealed separately according to the prescription of the church. Red cord over which is sealing wax, into which is the seal of the bishop who authenticated the bones. That's what makes them have any value at all as a sacred object.
This convent was started in the mid-1800s by Father Francis de Sales Brunner, who came here from Europe to minister to the many German Catholic immigrants who had come here to farm the land. In another part of the convent is a museum which chronicles the history of the sisters in Ohio. Lay historian Marianne Olding helped document and organize the objects.
This is a scourge, seeing it has hooks. And this is what he would, Father Brunner would hit himself on the back, whip himself with those to suffer, because that was the era when they felt that when you suffered, you got closer to God.
Olding says that Father Brunner founded 9 convents in 12 years in this small northwest corner of Ohio.
He discovered right away that he couldn't beg here like he did in Europe, so they bought land and they farmed land, and the brothers did most of the farming. And then the sisters made all kinds of hosts and wax figures and statues for the church. And they supported themselves very quickly. And they lived sparsely.
Eventually, the number of sisters grew to 200. The Sisters of the Precious Blood came to be known for the practice of perpetual adoration. Someone was always in chapel at prayer. And that's why the relics are here. In mid-19th century Rome, churches were being ransacked and the relics within them were in danger of being desecrated. Church officials decided to send many of the relics to America for safekeeping. Because of the devotion of the sisters and the fact that Maria Stein was entirely Catholic, church authorities chose to place hundreds of relics here. There are too few sisters left to continue perpetual adoration today, but volunteers do keep weekly hours of prayer. In the relics chapel next door, Sister Barbara Ann Hoying unlocks the center tabernacle on the altar. She removes 2 reliquaries.
We bring them out once in a while to respond to someone's intense need for blessing. Often that's related to health or dying. And this taller one is the relic of the true cross, and in Latin it says Holy Santus, Holy Crucis, cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Through a small glass window, you can see the tiny splinter of wood. The other reliquary holds an equally tiny grain of bone of Saint Peregrine, the patron saint of those with cancer. Walt Fleck came here to pray with his date 47 years ago. Recently, when that same date, his wife, became ill with cancer, he was here a lot to ask for strength.
You just have to realize that you can't just say, I want this, I want that. You know, you just got to open your heart and say, guide me in the right direction to go. And it will. I don't think prayers go unanswered. I really don't.
Some say that they have received miracles here, but most say that they find what Walt Fleck has found, guidance and peace. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc in Maria Stein, Ohio.
More on the Shrine of the Holy Relics at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.